Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today's shir is Zchus Refuah Shleima for Chababas Shoshana Bluma and for Chaim Ira Mendelbas Chava Golda and for Yehuda Ben Sion Ben Naomi, for Eli Elio Ben Chomeriva and Lili Nishmas, Esther Bas Shmuel, Alexander Zisha Ben Rabbi Yosef, and Daniel Ari Ben Avram Kaddish. The topic of the shir is Birchas HaZimun, which we're going to focus on more in the second part of the shir. In the first part of the shir, we're going to be discussing Shomea Ka'oneh and women being motzi men and katin being motzi gadols and a lot of interesting stuff. And the shir is based on a shir given by Rav Ozer in Har Nof in on Shabbos Parshas Ekev Tav Shin Samech Tes, as recorded by Rav Yosef ben Arzah Shlita. It says in the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Chav that Ravina said to Rava, what is the halacha about women in Birchas HaMazon? Are they chayav d'oraisa to bench, or are they only chayav d'rabbanan? V'may nafgamina? Nafgamina says the Gemara, lafuke rav midei chovasan. In order to be motzi others idei chova, if women are chayav d'oraisa, they could be motzi men. If women are chayav d'rabbanan, they can't be motzi men. And the Gemara does not resolve this suffix. Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger in his chedushin, on what the Or Zeruah writes in Hilchos Megillah Shin Samech Ches. The Or Zeruah says that on one hand we paskin that women are chayv in Birchas HaMazon d'oraisa. Nevertheless, a woman cannot be motzi a man in the bracha of Birchas HaMazon because women are not shaykh to bris, a bris chashachasam to bivsarein of al Torah schashalim adatan, or bris in Torah. Women aren't chayv in bris or Torah. Memela, a woman, even though they're chayv d'oraisa, she can't be motzi a man. Frek Rebbe Kiveger, because they're not shaykh in bris in Torah, and men are. Frek Rebbe Kiveger, aye, in the sugya we see that on the tzad that women are chayv d'oraisa, they can be motzi men. So how can you tell me that they're chayv d'oraisa and they can't be motzi men because they're not shaykh in bris and Torah? The Gemara says they can be motzi men if they're chayv d'oraisa. Answers the Rebbe Kiveger that what the Or Zeruah means is that a woman cannot be motzi a man in bris and Torah because women aren't shaykh in bris and Torah. Rather, the man should say bris and Torah on his own. And that it says in the Gemara that women are motzi men, it's talking about the rest of the bracha and the rest of benching, but not in bris and Torah. Bris and Torah, the man says on his own, and the rest of benching, the woman could be motzi a man. But bris and Torah, a woman can't be motzi a man. And bechlal, according to the Rabbi Kiva Eger, says that women don't even mention bris and Torah when they bench, and so writes the Raman Kuf Pei Zayin, that women don't say bris and Torah when they bench. The Magen Avraham says the minhag is like our women do, that they do say bris and Torah. They call makom. They're not chayiv. So since they're not chayiv, they can't be motzi a man. Memela, the man says bris and Torah on his own, and the woman is motzi him in the rest of benching. Mizait findu, we see from here that Rabbi Kiva Eger understands as a hanacha pshuta that you could be yotze part shmiya and part amira, because the woman is being motzi the man in most of benching. That's he's being yotze b'shmiya, and then part of benching he has to say on his own ba'amira. So you see, it's according to Rabbi Kveger, you could be yotzei chetzia b'shmira, shmia, chetzia b'amira, part this, part that. So brings the Chazon Ish and Aruch Chaim Simon Chav Tes to prove from Rabbi Kveger in a tshuva with respect to a lad, a 13-year-old boy, and we don't know if he brought Simone Godless yet, we don't know if he has Shtei Cyrus. He can be motzi, a woman in Kiddush, and she should mention herself, Kedusha Shabbos in the bracha, because that part is d'oraisa. And klapei the din d'oraisa, we're not somich on the Chazaka d'orova. It says that a 13-year-old brought Shtei Cyrus. And therefore the woman has to mention Shabbos, the Shevach of Shabbos, on her own in the Kiddush, those words. However, the rest of Kiddush, the Katan can be motzi the Isha, because the rest of the Kiddush is only the Rabbanan. And the fact that it's on the coast is derabanan. There you could be samech on the chazaka derava, and a 13-year-old boy who we don't know if he brought Shtei Cyrus can be motzi a woman. But klapei the din d'oraisa of mentioning the shavach of Shabbos, that a woman has to say on her own. So what do we see from here? Nachamo, we see that you can be yotzei part b'shmiya. The woman is being yotzei part b'shmiya from the katan and part ba'amira. The Chazon Ish asks on this from a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says on the Memvav that two or three people can bench. Says the Rif, explains the Rif, and so Tosis and other Rishonim, that two or three people can bench, meaning each one says a complete bracha. Each one says a bracha b'kol, and the others are yotzei with the shmiah, but not four people. Why can't four people do it? Because there are three brachas d'oraisa and benching. And if you have four people, you're going to be mechalek one bracha to two people. And we can't be mechalek one bracha to two people. I can't say half a bracha, and you say the other half of the bracha. I'm yotzei with my saying and my hearing. I hear, say half and hear half, and you say half and hear half also. The half that I don't say, you say. The half that I don't say, you do say. Half that I do say, you don't say, and the half that I don't say, you do say. And we're yotzei from each other b'shmiyah. That says the, that explains the riff is no good. Why? So we see from here, says the Chazon Ish, that you only say shomea kohen if it's a bracha shlema. But you can't do part shmiyah, part amira. And therefore you can't split up one bracha benching amongst two people. Because then it'll be part shmiyah, part amira. So that's a kasha and so that you're allowed to do part shmiyah, part amira. And so proved. The Heilige Kehilas Yankif in Brachas, Simen Yud Aleph, from the fact that it says in the Gemara in Perek Ein Omdin in Brachas that if a Shliach Tzibor had gemachta graz, I think that's how you say it in Yiddish, he made a mistake, a toast, and in the middle of the Bracha he got mixed up, he didn't know where he was, he didn't know how to say it, he didn't know how to finish, he didn't know how to continue. So in the middle of somebody else takes over, the manager goes out and he smacks his left arm three times, bring in the lefty. Remember that? And he'd go out, they still have that in Major League Baseball. He goes out in that little cute car, and then he's bringing out the lefty, and then the relief pitcher runs in. And then the lefty faces the lefty, and we know that it's not usually good for the batter when it's lefty against lefty. In any event, so you bring in a relief chazen in the middle of the bracha, and he starts from the beginning of the bracha. Oh, why doesn't he start from the middle of the bracha? The answer is, you can't do that. You can't have a bracha part shmiah and part amira. Memela, the relief chazan, has to say the entire bracha so that he's yotze the entire bracha b'amira, but he can't be yotze with what the chazan said b'shmiah and then say the rest of the bracha b'amira. That doesn't go. However, says the Stipler, you can prove the other way from the Gemara in Sukkah, the famous Gemara in Sukkah 38b, with respect to Kriyas Ahalo, that the Makri says Baruch Haba, and the people answer b'shem Hashem. And from here we see the yisod of Shomea Ka'onen. The Mak, we don't do that anymore. When we say Halal today, we don't do it exactly like the Gemara says. Why? I don't know. But we, the Chazan says Baruch Haba, and the Tzibur says B'Shem Hashem. How do we yotze the part of the Pasuk of Baruch Haba? The answer is Shomea Ka'onen. So you see that even a Pasuk you can split up into two. The Baruch Haba the Chazan says, and the Tzibur is yotze Shomea Ka'onen, and then the Tzibur says B'Shem Hashem. And the Chazan, and then the Chazan is yotze with their B'Shem Hashem. So you see that you can split up a pasuk, part shmiah, part amira. So we have contradictory sources. That's what makes learning so fun. If sources would always agree with each other, then it would probably be a little bit dull. But now that we have some contradictions, we can try to figure out and get to the principles and the foundations and the roots of what on earth is going on over here. Chetzia b'shmiah, v'chetzia b'amira, yes. Or chetzia b'shmiah, v'chetzia b'amira, no. We have some sources that point in one direction, and other sources that point in the other direction. And for the Kehilas Yankit, it retires all the steers, that you have to be mechalik between a bracha where the mashmiya says the entire bracha, or where the mashmiya only says part of the bracha. When the mashmiya says the entire bracha to himself, meaning part of it he's motzi the tzibur, and part of it he says by himself, there, or he's motzi other, part of it he's motzi others, part of it he says to himself, there you can say, shomea keone. But if the motzi only says part of the bracha, there you can't say shomeach on, and with that he was mitaret to the steiros. When a woman hears kiddush from the young man, so he says the ganze kiddush, he says the complete kiddush. So memela, since the katan says the complete kiddush, the woman can be yotzei when she adds in her own words of the shevach of Shabbos, when she says the key, the ikar of the kiddush, which is the daraisa, which is the praise of Shabbos. So even though she hears the rest of it from the kid, she hears the bracha from the kid, bracha ta Hashem boire priyagof, and that she hears from the kid, that she's yotze from the kid, that's beseder gamur. Because at the end of the day, the kid's saying the whole kiddush, not at the end of the day, right now. So if the kid is saying the end of the kid, the whole kiddush, so mamele, you can be yotze shemei kone if the mashmiya is saying the whole thing, even though you're only being yotze with part of what he says. And so to in halel, the stipler wants to say that we can explain that the makri finishes himself the pasuk. So he says, baruch haba, and then the Tzibur says B'Shem Hashem, but the Makri also says B'Shem Hashem. So since the whole pasuk is being said by the shliach tzibur. Therefore, the tzibur can be yotze with shomei ka'onan part of the pasuk. They're yotze with hearing part of the pasuk. Mashenken, when you split up benching, it's talking about where the you split it up amongst four people, five people, six people. So that when you're splitting up a bracha, it's because the people who are saying the bracha don't know the whole bracha. And if they're not saying the whole bracha, mimeila, there you can't have part shmiya, part amira. Only if a whole bracha is said, and here the whole bracha is not being said, and so too in Shemoneh Esrei. When the Shliach Tzibur got mixed up in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and he can't finish the bracha, so he's not saying the whole bracha. So mimeila, since he's not saying the whole bracha, you can't be yotze with hearing the chaytzi that he did say, because it's not a whole bracha being said. However, it seems that it's not completely miyushev, because we have the case of the woman who benches without bris in Torah. So, klape the man who's listening, with respect to the man who's listening, there's no amiras bracha shlema, because the woman is skipping bris in Torah. So how can he be yotze with shmiya, because the mashmiya here is not saying the complete bracha with respect to the shomea, the man who's listening, there's not a complete bracha being said. Because she's skipping part of the bracha. She's not chayv in bris and Torah, and she's not even saying bris and Torah according to the Ozeruah. And Mela, how can the listener, meaning the man, be yotze if the mashmiya isn't saying a complete bracha? So that restores the question. We have contradictory sources. Some sources say you can do shomei ka'ona chetzi chetzi, part shmiya, part amira. And other sources say that you cannot. And to make the chiluk that you can when the mashmiya says the entire bracha doesn't really work so well, because you see that doesn't work with respect to benching. That the man is saying bris and Torah on his own, and the woman isn't saying it at all. And mimela, you don't have a complete amira mitzah the woman that could be yotze the man. Because you need that with respect to the man, there be a complete bracha, and here there isn't. And one could argue that, okay, mitzah the man, there's no amira shlema, but mitzah the mashmiya, there is. Because the woman is doing a complete amira, because she's not chayv at all in bris and Torah. So maybe one could argue that, and therefore mitzad the mashmiya there is a complete amira, and then the shomea just fills in the little bit of amira on his own, but it's not a problem because the mashmiya has said the whole bracha as far as the mashmiya is concerned, even though one can argue that one needs an entire bracha as far as the shomea is concerned. But even if you say that one needs an entire bracha as far as the mashmiya is concerned, and therefore the woman said the entire bracha because she doesn't need to say bris in Torah. However, the chiluk of the kihilas, first of all, you have to understand the svar of why not. Why can't you do chetzi b'shmiya v'chetzi b'amira? Shomea ki'one. So part of it I said, and part of it I heard, so I have a shlemus. So one can argue that maybe shomea ki'one is a different gather than actual amira. That's what some achronim say. At the end of the day, one can, because some say that the yotze like the Chazon Ish, you yotze with shmiya. Shomei Kon is yotze al shmiya. Beis Halevi says that no, when you hear, you yotze al tamira. And when you hear, it's as if you said. So then, the saying together with your own saying could be a shlemus, but maybe saying together with your being yotze hearing can't be a shlemus. Of course, one could argue no, that at the end of the day, I have a shlemus, because part of it I said, and part of it I'm yotze because I heard. So I'm yotze adav shalem. But, of course, one can be mefalpel and argue, and that's what makes Gemara so much fun, sweetest friends. However, there's a Yerushalmi, and this Yerushalmi would seem to make it very difficult for the Kielos Yankov, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, L'chai Olam Haba Nishmasu B'Gan Eden Tehimen Uchasu V'Havik Estaitler. It says in the Yerushalmi, at the end of Perek Lulav HaGazel, the Mashmos is that part of the Tzibur says Baruch Haba alone, and part of the Tzibur says only B'Shem Hashem. And that's also Pashtus of our Gemara, that the Makri says half a pasuk, Baruch Haba, and the Kol says the other half. So you see that even though it's chetzi chetzi, part shmiya, part amira, segait nish, it doesn't, segait, it goes, it works, it's gevaldik. You can have part shmiya and part amira, even though the Mashmi isn't saying the entire Pasuk. The Yisod of the stipler was that if the Shmi doesn't say the entire Pasuk or the entire Bracha, doesn't work. But here you see there's only the Baruch Haba being said al Yedei HaMashmi'a, and only B'Shem Hashem al Yedei HaShomea, and yet it still works. So you see that you can have part Shmi'a, part Amira. But if you can have part Shmi'a, part Amira, even without a complete Adabar Shalim on behalf of the on the side of the Mashmi'a, so then we get back to our original question. What are we going to do with the case of Birchas HaMazon, that you can't split a bracha into two? Why not do part Shmi'a and part Amira? And Shliach Tzibur, Shmin Esrei, part Shmi'a, part Amira. When the relief guy comes in, let him do half the bracha, and he'll be able to say part Shmi'a, part Amira. Why not? You see from the Gemara that you can do part Shmi'a, part Amira, Baruch Haba, some of them say, and B'Shem Hashem, others say. So that makes the Yisod of the stipler difficult. So Amir Tzashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya, in the next part of this year, we're going to see what Rav Shlomo Berman does with this problem. The Heilige Rav Shlomo Berman Zatzal, in the Asher L'Shlomo and Chele Gimel Siman Tes Zayin, if you want, you can be Mayin Sham. And Amir Tzashem, we're going to get to it in the next year. We should all be Zoche, L'lmod U'l'lamed, L'shmor V'lasos, Es Kol Divrei, Salmet Torah So, B'Yahava, Amen, Ken Yehi Ratzon. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.